1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
This will be my last week recording the Take 5 broadcasts. For the last 4 years, it's been my joy to write daily broadcasts about becoming a follower of Jesus Christ who has a mind for truth and a heart for God. We've seen the program grow from a local Orlando show to a program aired in 23 states. But now it's time to bring things to a close, primarily because I'll be leaving RTS. For the past 6 years, I've been blessed with the wonderful privilege of being president at Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. But this summer, I accepted a new call as president of Colorado Christian University. I'll tell you a little more about this transition tomorrow, but today I want to give you a peek behind the scenes of Take 5. I developed this program with the permission and support of Reformed Theological Seminary. You can't pull off a radio program on your own, and as with any broadcast, there is a big team working hard behind the scenes to make it possible. There are the people who have supported Take 5 financially. There's also been our friends at the Amboss Radio Network who have made syndication possible. Multiple individuals contributed to this program. RTS Administrator Bob Emiot helped me get the program up and running. Bill Files with local Orlando station WTLN was a great encourager, showing us how a radio program is put together. Danny Iverson, a student intern at RTS, helped me conceptualize the program and format the music. He's the one who is counting in the show's introduction. Christy Mansfield and Cheryl Foka, my executive assistants at RTS, helped me organize my week to write and record the broadcast. Nashville musician Jeremy Casella agreed to let us use one of his songs for the program's opening and closing. Former RTS faculty member Steve Brown kindly agreed to lend us his big, booming voice for the program's introduction. Various student interns at RTS helped me research and edit scripts. UCF media students Orlando Poro and Nick Bromanoff were the technicians who recorded, edited, and uploaded each program. They put up with my bloopers and were patient recording retakes until I got it right. And yes, there were some days where I recorded one mistake or mispronunciation after another, and we ended up laughing so hard that we had to wait to recompose ourselves and then start all over again. Unlike TV or movies, radio does not list credits at the end of a program telling you who did what. But in my last week of recording, I wanted to tell you about these people because they all worked hard to make Take 5 possible, and I couldn't have done it without them. Any broadcast moments that were less than interesting or unclear have been my own fault. My team of assistants deserve credit for what went right. Well, you may recall Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 12 that the body is a unit, though it's made up of many parts. Each part of the body of Christ, he says, needs the other. The hand, the ear, the eye all have different functions. Paul says, there are many parts but one body. Those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. When Paul wrote this, he was describing the body of Christ, the church. He was making the point that every member of the church is necessary, though some have a more visible upfront role than others. Yet they are all really important. He says in verse 27, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." Every time I preach at a church, I meet with the media team before the service begins. These people never want to be up front, and you'll never learn their names. But without them, no sermon would ever be recorded or heard. These people are absolutely indispensable to a modern worship service, and yet rarely do we know who they are. We simply go and worship, not even noticing the ones serving faithfully behind the scenes. And that's what today's broadcast celebrates. Not the dominant voice, but those who make it possible for that voice to be heard. The hidden, quiet servants behind the scenes that make everything go right.
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast deepened your passion for God. If you'd like to listen to today's program again, visit Reformed Theological Seminary's webpage, rts.edu/Orlando. RTS is dedicated to training pastors and leaders for the global church of the 21st century. We invite you to join us in that effort.